Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. We're going to continue today some key themes from St. Paul's letter to the Romans chapter 8, and in particular, drawing out some of the key themes present in that amazing chapter, but applying them to the journey we're on right now. The journey of life in the broad sense, but the spiritual combat we're engaged in the season of Lent. The season of repentance, purification, healthy spiritual discipline, this is an important season when we cooperate with the Lord. This is not a season, friends, that the Lord has backed off, you know, and he doesn't want to get too close to us because we're thinking about, you know, weaknesses and sins and problems in us. I mean, he's right here with us. He's got his sleeves rolled up. He's down in the dirt with us. He's really here wanting to help us grow. And the whole work of Lent, the whole spiritual work of Lent, is an intelligent, discerning, intentional cooperation with the work of the Holy Spirit in us. It is a work to which we cooperate with, in which we cooperate with God. God does the work in us. We cooperate with it. We participate in it. But the key is paying attention, seeking it, being intentional about it, desiring it, putting it first. That's when over time things happen. That's why Jesus said, seek first and everything will be added to you. Seek first the kingdom. That means seek the king, seek the king's plan, purpose, and person. And the reality of what he's accomplished for us will unfold in us. It'll grow. It's back to John chapter 15. I'm the vine, you're the branches. Abide in me. The life flows from Jesus in his eternal relationship with the Father. That was tapped on our behalf, you could say, on the cross when the blood and water flowed from the heart of Jesus and heaven was opened and the love of God begins to be poured out on human flesh into the core of human beings through baptism. So we're going to talk about how we can keep cooperating in this unique season of grace so that we can go deeper. We can go where the Lord wants to take us. And where the Lord wants to take us is deeper communion with him. Deeper love, always about deeper love of God and deeper love of neighbor. That's really what it's about. But it takes many different shapes and forms along the way. And friends, I just want to mention, if you haven't had a chance to tune into the program this week, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. This program and all that we produce, the YouTube videos that have become so popular and other things that we're doing, you can access them all there on our website, renewalministries.net. Best thing to do is download the Renewal Ministries app, and you can listen to our programs and anytime, night or day, that's convenient for you. And then I want to encourage you also, if you've been blessed by this program, Fire in the Earth, or Sister Anne's Food for the Journey, or anything that we're producing, pass it on to your friends. This is a time when people need to be built up and encouraged. And if you've been built up and encouraged, pass it on. Pass on the love, so to speak, and help people be strengthened. So, and if you can, you can support us in prayer. We get a lot of mail these days, people suggesting things to us, commenting on what's helpful, what's not helpful. More donations are coming in, which is a blessing, very helpful to the ministry. So if any of that is possible in the Lord, please do that as well. But anyway, back to Romans 8. So verse 18, we haven't talked about this yet. Paul says, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. This is another moment here of apostolic and Christian realism. Human life is not heaven. Human life on earth is not heaven. And it's filled with suffering. Jesus said it would happen. There's some streams of Christianity out there that make it sound like the dominion, the authority that we have in Christ, which we've been talking about the last few days, is meant to bring about now in my life, if I just do it right and exercise it right, full health, full financial success, just a whole set of things that I scratch my head because it's clearly not what the apostles experienced. It's not what they taught. It's not what they meant. And for us, especially as Catholics, seeing the lives of the saints, those who really possessed the treasure. I mean, they went really deep into the things that were called to, not because they were born glowing in the dark, but they took God's word. They took the Lord at his word, and they bet everything on it, and they chewed on it, you know, internalized it. It became the source of their identity. Like, how do I know who I am? How do I understand what life's about? How do I get the most out of this life? How do I reach my ultimate destiny as a creature and a human being? Well, the word of God showed them the way, and the graces of the sacraments and the fellowship in the church and the rest. But the foundation there, coming to know who I am, comes from the word of God. And that's what we've been focusing on. Here's another moment from Paul who helps us. He acknowledges the suffering that's present in the world. And some suffering we're meant to break free from, in the sense of the Lord wants us to, maybe some of the suffering is something we're bringing on ourselves sometimes because we give into the flesh. The Lord wants us to break that, to repent of it, to turn around, start living more like a king's kid, so to speak, to live out of the grace of being a child of God. Sometimes the Lord heals us of sickness and disease. Sometimes in his own wisdom, he allows it to persist in people's lives. But going back to what Paul said earlier, we know that in everything here on earth, God works the good for those who love him. God turns all of the devil's strategies ultimately on his head, just like he did perfectly in Jesus Christ on the cross. The devil's strategy to silence Jesus, to humiliate Jesus, and ultimately to kill Jesus, to make him suffer and to kill him as a way of getting rid of him, was the one thing Scripture makes clear to us he never should have done. He shed the blood. In killing Jesus, he shed the blood of the precious Son of God, which washed away all of our sin and made a perfect offering of love to the Father from a human heart. It happened from earth. Someone loved God with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength to the end, more than death, and brought down the whole regime of Satan. And all who now are washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus, are born again in baptism, and come into his body, the church. Now we stand in the victory our King has won. The victory of the cross. That's the terrible sign of the cross is now a standard of unequivocal power and victory. And we're united to that power and that person. And we stand in the authority of that person in our lives. And we're no longer under the dominion and the domination of the powers of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and the dominion of sin and death. These powers have been broken. And there's now a new power in us. 1 John 4. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. The world here, all that fallen dimension of this world that dominates people. We see the trouble everywhere, whether it's wars in the war in Ukraine, the lies, the cheating, it's just everywhere. There's bad news everywhere. Well, welcome to the world. The world produces bad news. And that because why? Because its root is poisonous. The fallen world that we inhabit, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, right? The boasting, all of that Scripture talks about, that old man in the old world, it needs transformation, and Jesus has begun it. And that's why he says to weak and broken people like us who are baptized into Christ, he says, look, you're the light of the world, you're the salt of the earth. It's begun in you. The new creation has begun in you. That's the light that's in you. It's the life of God in you. Pursue it, seek it, live it, walk in it, give it away. That's what this whole life is about. Friends, it's possible to acquire all the gold and the glory this world can deliver and success and achievement and die ignorant of the purpose of your life. And to die not only ignorant of the purpose of your life, but die eternally separated from God with no hope. The Christian people are the light of the world. Lent is critical. Lent is a critical time to realign ourselves, reset ourselves where we need to get the mind of Christ, to submit more deeply to the will of God. Jesus' purpose for coming, John tells us, not only is, you know, to give us this power, but the reason the Lord was manifested, it says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, was that he might destroy the works of the devil. The dominion and authority of the devil over human hearts is number one. And Jesus destroyed that. He broke it. So I don't have to be a slave anymore. And all the lies that lead me to look for comfort and escape and identity and reinforcement and pleasure, all that stuff, no longer has hold on my life. I mean, you might feel it right now, but it doesn't have to. You're not a slave to it. And how we grow out of it is receiving, walking in, speaking, believing, and trusting ourselves to the Word of God, to Jesus. And then the Spirit grows in us this awareness of the superior pleasures of knowing Jesus. Our spiritual authority is based on our union with Jesus in his body. But in the church, we're a body of people, if we're healthy, that we understand who this exalted man is. He's the Lord. The gaze of the apostles upon Jesus and how they articulate him, who he is just so extraordinary. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 through 23, for example, says, "The Father of glory," the praise, St. Paul praying that the Father of glory would give us a revelation of the knowledge of him, that we may know him and know the exceedingly great power that's within us, which he worked in us. The Father worked in us how? In Christ, when he raised Jesus from the dead and seated him at his right hand. That is just, this is the center of it all, friends. The flesh, the man, Jesus, raised to new life, risen from the dead, raised to the presence of the Father, seated at the Father's right hand. Paul then says, where he's far above all principalities and powers. There's nothing even can approach his greatness and majesty and power and glory. And every name, he's higher than every name that is named. He put all things under his feet. That is, the Father put all things under Jesus' feet so that he could rule. And he gave Jesus to be the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. You know, you're part of the fullness of Jesus, the body of Christ. Father's plan is one new man, not a bunch of scattered individuals who are insisting on their own little reality and their own little kingdom. We become one new man. Our love of Christ and the power of the Spirit brings about a communion of persons that becomes one new man. And guess what? We become a bride for the bridegroom, for the Son, for all eternity, a companion for the Lord. It's absolutely astounding who we are. Friends, knowing this is what renews the heart and empowers us to live a different way of life. Hope you can tune in tomorrow. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.